Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book. A reading rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow. A reading rainbow. I can be anything. Take a look, it's in.
News report. News from the neck up with your head reporter, LeVar Burton.
Hello. In news about heads, heads, and nothing but heads, these are our top stories of the day. When kids design their fantasy hats, it goes to their heads. Your brain has a mind of its own, as discussed by our special egghead consultant and dozens trimmed every day at New York's Astor Barber.
And now, headline news report.
In today's international news, the world's top diplomats headed to UN headquarters to get a head start in previewing the latest release from MC Hammerhead. The heads of the delegations listened on headphones. Now, national news. NASA scientists were forced to delay the attempt by Mrs. Helen Davison to slingshot her own head into orbit. Meanwhile, in animal news, a spokes seal for the United Federation of Marine Mammals denied rumors that while seals do have heads, they don't have necks. Of course we have necks, the seal told reporters at a press conference. What we don't have is elbows. In London, England, a Mrs. Evelyn Cooper was reunited with her husband, who had been reported missing for 466 years. Said his startled wife, he's lost some weight. And now, today's feature story. A woman on a ship. It's called a figurehead, and it's nothing new, but here's a twist. A ship on a woman. Now that's news. It's also a book. The Lady with the Ship on Her Head.
The Lady with the Ship on Her Head by Deborah Norse Lattimore. Read by Marilyn Pasikoff. For 15 years, Madame Pompenstance had wanted to win the Medal of Honor for the best headdress at the Fancy Dress Ball. But every year, the medal went to someone else. This year, she planned many designs, but none seemed quite right. On the day of the ball, Madame Pompenstance strolled down to the beach. Perhaps a shell or two would do the trick, she said to herself, and she bent over to place some in her hair. Just at that moment, a very small triple-masted sailing ship put into port. The small ship rode right onto her head. Strange, but the sun is beating down in a rather fierce way, she thought. Madame Pompenstance went to join her friends in a game of croquet. When it was her turn to shoot, the weight of the sailing ship threw her forward. She hit a strange curved ball that knocked the other balls off the field. What are you doing? Who does she think she's fooling? Said Madame Moustard. We can all see that she's wearing that ridiculous headdress for the ball tonight. Maybe it gives her better balance, said Madame Romaine with a sniff. She is winning the game. Meanwhile, the swaying was noticed by the captain of the ship, who thought they were still at sea. And he yelled to his crew, drop those anchors! This they did, And the anchors landed very neatly under Madame's earlobes. Oh! She cried and swung her mallet furiously. Her ball flew across the garden, hit Madame Moustard's ball, and went through all the hoops. Game, cried the judge. Game to Madame Pompenstance. Well, all the while, Madame Pompenstance was getting a terrible headache. Oh, what a vice my head is in today. Meanwhile, Madame Moustard, Romaine, Poupée, and Le Pau cried, look at that chip on her head. I suppose she thinks she's going to win tonight. And they all rushed home to get ready. Well, I never! Madame Pompenstance's ladies-in-waiting fussed and fiddled and flattered her. But Madame was in no mood to be humored. I guess these silly shells will just have to do for a headdress, she thought. Another fancy dress ball and no medal! When Madame Pompenstance arrived at the ball, she stood up tall despite her throbbing head. She was a splendid sight. She glanced down the line at the competition. Madame Romaine's wig had little gold cupids with arrows and candy hearts, a tribute to love. Madame Poupée's headdress was an elaborate fountain that splashed over the front of her dress. Everyone tried not to notice how wet she was getting. But Madame Le Pau's wig was the most original. It had a large gold birdcage with a real canary inside twittering and chirping. The judges approached. By this time, the ship's pitching was making Madame dizzy. She braced herself and tried to stand up straight. Just as the judges stopped in front of her, the cabin lights went on in the small ship.
Remarkable, said the judges. A tribute to seafaring. Why, even the stiff way she's standing reminds one of a ship's figurehead.
In 30 seconds, the judges announced their decision.
The winner of the medal for best headdress is Madame Pompenstance.
Everyone applauded wildly. But Madame Pompenstance heard no cheering. Her head had gotten the better of her. The crew was now dancing on the deck and singing sea shanties. Madame Pompenstance dashed from the room. She ran down a path to the ocean. Ah, oh, an ocean breeze. She tripped over a rock and fell face down in the sand at the water's edge. The anchors popped off her ears and the very small triple-masted ship set out to sea. All of a sudden, Madame Pompenstance felt better. As she shook the sand from her face, the shells she had put in her hair fell into the sand. So that's it, she cried. No wonder I had a headache. Award or no award, I'll never wear shells again. And she stood up and made her way carefully home.
You can buy them, you can borrow them, you can rent them, you can hit them with a spatula, or you can make them yourself and show them off.
think of my hat?
This is my own creation. When someone needs to know which way they're going, I can just point with my head.
This is a Zookadoodle hat.
This is a New York City scene. It took me 2 days to make this hat.
This is called Silky Illusion.
Whenever you want to go for a ride, you take the glasses off and you put them on, and you take the key and you go, boom, 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 boom.
Here's a perfect hat for a wedding.
Hats. They've been with us since shortly after time began, but from the point of view of science, hats are just the gift wrapping for heads. For some interesting facts about heads, we turn to today's science report and Dr. Yorick Skull from the University of Notre Dame. Doctor?
Yes, the head. Without it, our hair would almost certainly fall to the ground. Our chin would be unemployed, roaming the streets looking for trouble. Now, let's consider some facts about heads, shall we? Here's an interesting fact. The average human brain weighs about 3 pounds, which is exactly the same weight as this bag of potatoes. Interesting? Sorry. You bet it's interesting, but wait, there's more. A 3-pound brain on the planet Jupiter would weigh... Sorry, Bill. Ooh. Would weigh... There goes Bill. Well, all right. Would weigh 3, carry the 2, plus the capital of Iowa, times Mozart, divided by the number of dozens. And a dozen, that equals 9 pounds. Whoa. What a pain in the neck. Now, people ask me, Doctor, how can I get my head to Jupiter quickly and for the lowest possible cost? I say to them, mind your own business. Now, but how many of these viewers out there, I know you're thinking, yes, Dr. Skull, but what about teeth? Well, I'll tell you. The average human head contains about 695,000 teeth. Sorry, okay. I was just thinking about something else. 32 teeth, actually, but your own may vary off a void where prohibited member FDIC. To summarize, the brain is like a huge vacuum cleaner. Little things come along, and the brain moves through life, comes across the little things, and sucks them up. Well, back to you, Lieber. LeVar.
Thank you, Dr. Skull, for that hair-raising report. And speaking of hair, let's go now to Astor Place Barbershop in New York. 3 floors, 90 chairs, no waiting, and one of the hairiest places in the United States.
I would recommend this place to everybody.
I think because we never say no. If you want something, we'll try it.
I want an outline of a V leading to my tail, which is right here.
Right.
Then I want four V's coming down.
Okay.
Me encanta.
Atmosphere is good. People are great. They know what they're doing.
The atmosphere? Insanity.
You're going to going to be so good. She's not going to want to let you out of the house.
Well, if I were willing to take a chance, what would you do to my hair?
What I'm doing right now. Because I'm not really listening to what you want, no?
We'll do something like 5 pins. We'll have one coming up from the middle, 2 over here, and 2 on the side. The back will be flat to your head.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then we'll throw some color in it. Would you like some color?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
How many bottles of hairspray will this take?
It's just going to take about 1. I'm going to use about 16 ounces of hairspray. Hold that way.
Hold this?
Yeah, hold it right there.
This stuff makes my hair feel like a rock. It's so... It's
a very good hairspray. It's a strong holding hairspray.
Extremely stiff.
Wait till you see how this holds up. This is going to look great. One done!
Great job. That's the wildest thing I've ever seen.
I love it. It's great on you.
No wires, no nothing.
No nothing. Just hairspray.
That's incredible.
Forever. It's the only place like it in the world.
And now for our head-to-head interview. Today in the studio, just back from their world appreciation tour, one of the most popular groups around, the Grateful Head.
Hey, thank you!
Welcome, Head, and thanks for being here.
Thank you, LeVar.
Oh, that's it. Thank you, LeVar. Edith, if we're going to thank the man, let's thank him. Thank you very much, LeVar!
You're welcome.
Ooh, and thank you for saying you're welcome, LeVar. See, Ted, we thank LeVar, and he said we were welcome.
Of course he did. And thank you for that, LeVar. But we are the Grateful Head, Edith, and I'll thank you to remember that we just don't say thank you, remember? Thank you a heck of a so very, very much, LeVar.
Believe me, I feel very well thanked. Thank you.
Thank you extremely much, LeVar, both for saying you're welcome and for feeling thanked. Ted.
LeVar, much obliged a million.
The tour. Why don't we talk about that? I understand you're in Europe.
Well, it was a short tour, LeVar. France, Germany, Spain.
England, Denmark, Portugal, and Israel.
Now, why these countries in particular?
Because those are the languages in which we know how to say
thank you. Merci.
Gracias.
Dankeschön.
Ta.
Au bagado.
Ta.
Toda raba.
Ankle ouye. Showing all that gratitude. Sometimes it's a thankless task, but we wanted to thank our fans.
Because we are lucky to be stars, and they wanted to thank us too.
So we thank them, and they thank their lucky stars, and everybody appreciated it.
Yes, thank goodness. And not just a little bit. Thank goodness a heck of a so very much, LeVar.
Well, let's talk about that album for a moment, shall we? What's it called?
Quit while you're ahead, LeVar. And thank you for asking. I mean, thank you very, very, ever so extremely, very heck of a so enormously, very,
Why don't
very
we
much...
take a look at that clip, shall we?
Which clip did we bring?
Oh. I ain't got nobody.
I ain't got nobody. Staying ahead's enough for me.
No arms and legs, no elbows and knees.
No extra anatomy.
I ain't got nobody. And I'm facing reality.
I ain't got nobody.
Yeah.
pretty strange reflection.
So what? I got a great complexion.
I don't care for designer clothes.
Where you wear them, no one knows.
And I don't need underwear. Hey, I got nothing on down there.
'Cause I ain't got nobody.
What you get is what you see.
No arms and legs, no elbows and knees.
No extra.
One of the best things you can do for your head is to aim it at a book, and we've come up with a few titles to keep in mind. So let's go to our headline critics, because you don't have to take my word for it.
Hi, I'm Jamie, and I just got a haircut. I think it looks pretty good. What do you think? The boy in this book, Moog Moog's Space Barber, isn't as lucky as I am. This story is about a boy named Elmo. Tomorrow is his first day of school. Elmo's mom takes him to get a haircut. His haircut is awful and he feels embarrassed. He puts on a cap to hide his hair. That night, Elmo watches a movie about space monsters. When he goes to get a snack, the monsters from the movie are in his kitchen. Elmo tells the monsters how he hates his haircut. The monsters have the solution. Off to the great Moog Moog Space Barber they go. There's a surprise waiting for you at the end of this book, but I'm not going to tell you what it is, so why don't you go and read it for yourself?
Once upon a time, there was a boy named Sutan who did a lot of thinking about his hair. It was wavy and thick and made him look different from most of his friends. This is his story, An Enchanted Hair Tale. Sudan was not happy about his hair. People made fun of him because he looked different. One day, Sudan was so mad, he went out for a very long walk. As he turned the corner, he saw people with hair like his own. He was very happy. He knew they would not make fun of him. I'm Vanessa, and this was a wonderful book. I loved An Enchanted Hair Tale, and I think you will too.
This is the story of clothes long ago. It's about a pair of underwear that was as white as snow. The Flyaway Pantaloons is the name of the book. My name is Sandy. Let's take a look. These pantaloons have a story to tell. They started out on a clothesline, but then they fell. The story is told from the pants' point of view. They fly over the city and under and through. As you go through the book, the action will grow, whether seen from above or seen from below. If you look very closely and have a sharp eye, the pantaloon's owner in each picture you'll spy. Causing plenty of trouble wherever they roam, by the end of the story, the pants return home. I'd love to say more, but I'm all out of time. Get this book for great pictures and fabulous rhyme.
All complete. And that's our report for today. LeVar Burton for Headline News reports saying, we stay ahead to keep you ahead. So, when life gets hairy, keep your head held high and... Wait a minute. Guys, how many times can I say head in the same television report? I've had it up to here with all of these heads. Where's our head writer? Ellis. Is Ellis here? Ellis, are you out there? Well, while he's coming, I guess I'll just hat up and head home. I'll see you next time. Mr. Potato Head, what do you think about all of this ridiculousness, huh? Oh, you know what? I guess you're just a solo head in the world. Well, have I got a cure for you? Here she is, Mrs. Potato Head. Yay! Wait, let's change hats. Voila, there we go.
There's a rumor going round that my feet aren't on the ground.
And my head's not screwed on tight.
You know something, they're right. Reflection.
So what? I got a great complexion.
I don't care for designer clothes.
Where you wear them, no one knows.
And I don't need underwear. Hey, I got nothing on down there.
Today's Reading Rainbow books are The Lady with the Ship on Her Head by Deborah Norse Lattimore, published by Harcourt Brace Jovanovich Incorporated. Moog Moog, Space Barber, by Mark Teague, published by Scholastic Hardcover and imprint of Scholastic Incorporated. An Enchanted Hair Tale by Alexis DeVoe, pictures by Cheryl Hanna, published by HarperCollins. The Flyaway Pantaloons, illustrated by Sue Scullard, verses by Joseph Sharples, published by Carol Rhoda Books Incorporated.